Cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, Kuechubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kuechubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta. This cake is easily found in various parts of the city. However, usually kuechubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kueh cubit with cheese is surely more expensive than kueh cubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked kueh cubit. Both have voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, frankly speaking, I would like to express my appreciation to you all who are now still listening to our program on Indonesia Today. Well, I believe that you are still doing your daily activities, maybe you are working, or maybe you are studying, or maybe you are playing, or even you are in, maybe talking something or discussing something to your friends or your parents, maybe, or maybe you are still having fun on a special place, especially to relax your mind to relax your body, maybe. Yes, so whatever you are doing right now, I believe that you are in a good condition and you are able to continuously improve your abilities, improve your skills, perhaps, that can make your targets or goals be achieved soon. Well, here it is. About, you know, we have also wise words that would like to accompany you for today's edition still with me, and we have also another wise word. It is from Hashim Ash'ari. He said, courage is the foundation of every struggle that will lead us to victory. So that means we must be brave. We must be brave, and because it is as our foundation to for the next step, especially to step on another stage, maybe, in order to make about our goals or our maybe our goals, perhaps our aims or purpose. Be achieved, and because this can also as the foundation that can make our spirit or enthusiasm to be fully gained by ourselves. That's why after that, when we are able to be brave, so the victory will come to us. Will be going ahead for us. Yes, that's from Hashim Ash'ari. Courage is the foundation of every struggle that will lead us to victory.
Presents a traditional song called Gado Gado Semarang, composed by Kelly Puspita. The song lyrics mention that the name Semarang in the province of Central Java, Indonesia, comes from the word Asam Arang, which means rare acid. Semarang is a coastal city, so many foreigners drop by the city. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Gado Gado Semarang by Retno Indah. Happy listening!
Thank you. Sampak Beduk is Beduk Arts by using Waditra, namely many Beduks and beaten simultaneously, and it produced beautiful typical rhythm. Sampak Beduk only exists in Banten as characteristic of Banten's culture.
Bisa kau lihat, kau ragu. Seluruh dan seluruh hujan memburu. Bahasamu bahasa saja. Bila kau bicara dengan siapa.
Jakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Dukuh Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Rejansi, Yogyakarta. Is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Dukuh Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The water flows from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are also so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Indonesia.
www.voynews.id. Well, finally, it comes to us to share you again about our wise word. And I believe that wise word can be as our foundation to step from lower stage into a higher stage. Because of that, sometimes, you know, wise word also can give us such motivation in order to make our goals or target, you know, be achieved or even can be reached by having about enthusiasm after knowing wise word. And now we have one of wise word from Pramudia Ananatur. He said, no matter how smart someone is, if they don't write, they will be forgotten by society and history. So writing is a way to live on forever.
Dibesarkan oleh angin dan gelombang. Aku dibesarkan oleh api dan batu karang. Oleh sio sayangi, rasa sayang badani. Matahari dan ibuku rembulan, berdiri melangkah dan ku berlari merebut masa depan. Oleh sio sayangi, rasa sayang badani.
dihanguskan oleh angin dan gelombang.
Culture of nation must be preserved. Likewise with the customs in any region that need to be maintained. However, very often today, that the original customs are no longer maintained and have even been developed and modified to suit the taste of the public. Indigenous authenticity is slowly fading, so the next generation is no longer familiar with their original customs. The same thing seems to happen with Balis custom in Sika in Nusa Tenggara province. Balis is often translated into dowry given by the groom's family to the bride-to-be. Actually, Balis is more than that. It is a complicated process before the wedding, which is difficult to find nowadays, especially the one which really follows the original custom. Today, Balis has already been developed in accordance with the taste of times. As stated by Albert Nicolas Sino, a Flores University lecturer who is often called Pak Niko.
Memang Balis yang ada sekarang di daerah-daerah sudah tidak asli lagi, termasuk di Maumere.
Indeed, Balis in many areas today is no longer original, including in Maumere Sika district, where there are several indigenous territories. According to the original custom, there are differences in terms and also the types. Basically, Balis in Sika is unique and slightly different from other areas. For example, in Nikta and its surroundings, it is different from in Sikalela and Leo and surrounding areas. The same with Nile Koting, which is different from regions in East Maumere, namely Kangai and Tanah Ai, and its surroundings. On this occasion, I would like to concentrate specifically in describing Balis. According to the original custom of Nikta and surrounding areas, Balis is only like a border between the prospective grooms and bride's families.
Is the preliminary process before the wedding. What must be done if a man and a woman decide to form a new family in accordance with the custom of Sika? Following is an explanation by Albert Nicolosino, who is often called Pak or Mr. Nico.
Begini, dahulu kala di mana-mana tersebar kampung-kampung kecil yang terdiri dari kira-kira belasan atau 20-an rumah, dan ikatan keluarga serta kekompakan mereka sangat tinggi karena pada dasarnya mereka berasal dari
You see, in the past there were small villages scattered here consisting of roughly 10 to 20 houses. Family ties were tied and they were very close to each other because basically they come from the same ancestry or tribe. If a boy of a tribe, for example, wanted to marry a girl of B tribe, then two envoys from the A tribal family would come to the girl's parents to convey that purpose. Things brought by the two messengers while visiting were betel nut and tobacco put in a buku, which is a container made of woven palm leaves. And inside this buku, they would also put some money. The amount by today's value is approximately 100,000 or 200,000 rupiah. Usually, the young man and the girl had never met, let alone known each other. They might have seen each other from a distance or perhaps only heard stories from people. Regarding the present that they bought, people might wonder why they only brought tobacco and betel nut and a little money. The reason actually is because they were preparing for the worst. If the girl and her parents did not accept it or reject the proposal, then they would go home and did not have to bring back heavy items. The term is Widin Wain Gahar Poar Banona, which means a long feet goat going home right away. But if the girl and her parents accept or approve, the items would be taken into the house. Then usually the girl's family would entertain them and slaughter a chicken. After the meal, the girl's family would ask when the boy's family would come to formally ask their daughter's hand. The term is Mai Watakta, or coming to give some betel nut.
The wata'a means the process of an engagement formally start. That's when the two large families met for the first time. Budget prepared by the girl's family is quite large because they have to feed many families from both sides, including the representatives of the boy's family. What do they bring for this first meeting? As a custom, they will bring a horse and enough money with them. The representatives of the boy's family usually consist of a few people, but the number must be odd, so that it will be even with the addition of the girl. After eating, the customary forum begins with the girl's family start talking about the beliefs with the size of every wo'un or bamboo joints. This is a term used for the dowry that must be prepared by the boy's family. So, the girl's family will explain this in detail, and then they determine when the beliefs is to be presented. The representatives of the boy's side just listen to what is said, and after their return will convey to the boy's family how much the beliefs is and when it must be delivered. When the guests go home, the girl's family gives them a pig, a sack of rice, and a kumbang of milk, and some food, which is regarded as part of the meal they have eaten.
Waktu mereka pulang, biasanya keluarga si gadis memberikan satu ekor babi, satu sarung, satu karung.
When the representatives return to the boy's family, the pig will be slaughtered, and the rice is distributed to all members of the big family with a reminder. Remember, the food being given is a sign that we must get ready because when the time comes, we should gather to take care of the boy's bellies. In fact, without being reminded, everybody knows what his responsibility is. The same thing happens with the girl's family. They will distribute the tobacco and betel nut, etc., although only a little for all members of the family with a reminder. Remember, we have chewed other people's betel nut, so we have to get ready, because there will be the time when we will have to get together again for the sake of our girl.
That was Pelis, a custom of Sika tribe in Flores, East Nusa Tenggara province.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, next we present a song from Ternate, North Maluku, titled Nyong Manis. Nyong Manis was created by Pretik Sports. The lyrics tells about a woman who falls in love with a man who has a sweet smile and a thin mustache. The girl prays to God if the man does not have a partner, she is destined to be with him. Day and night, she always remembers the man. However, if it turns out that the man already has a partner, the feeling of love will be kept in the heart. Okay, listener, here is the song Nyong Manis by Sanza Soleman.
Pikir pada dia, sama kampung mama ini kerasa cinta. sudah. Cinta hanyalah bualan dari yang sudah-sudah. Hanya rasa tanpa tujuan. Aku ingin berhenti. Lelah aku mengarungi. Aku ingin bersandar, menikmati bintang berpijar. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangan sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar luluh. Yang aku lihat terang, yang ku lihat masa depan, hangat dalam dekapan. Aku merasa sedang pulang. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu.
Batam is famous for heterogenic people. Almost all culture in the city of industry was brought by non-native people from various areas. The city has particular impression in communities both from social, economic and cultural aspects since Kingdom era 19 centuries ago, which have been brought until now amid globalization and foreign culture invasion. It results in more universal Malay culture. Another culture can enter Malay culture harmoniously, combined with the lives of Malay people who are identical to Islam, without ignoring original values in Malay culture. The term of Malay is the land's umbrella, may give protection on another culture entering the land. While another culture can keep and respect this local wisdom, Malay culture tries to maintain its originality. Although the now generation is hit by cultural disintegration due to massive foreign culture influence, especially in Batam, because it is strategic as a foreign tourist destination, making values in Malay culture disappear gradually. Head of Batam Tourism and Culture Service, Yus Fahendri revealed that Malay culture is experiencing erosion of Malay values. The now generation is blown away by modernization, which gradually changes people's mindset globally from traditional life that is rich in culture to disappearing customs, traditional tools, an attitude.
Tradisi kehidupan sehari-hari. Kalau dulu mungkin orang selalu memakai
tradition of daily life has changed. People usually wear teluk belanga, jaket musang, and other traditional clothes. But now we are really seeing traditional clothes in daily life. Concerning attitude, youngsters do not usually go ahead with the elderly. Traditional fashions are also ignored.
Values in Malay history cannot attract young generation both in formal education and daily life, as stated by a student in a popular Madrasah Aliyah Islamic High School in Batam, Fitrah Rahayu.
Kata gurunya ya, baju Melayu itu.
We do not learn Malay arts at school. Teachers say we live in Riau and appreciate Riau Islands. There is no deep history on Malay clothes. Although Malay is unfamiliar for Batam young generation, Malay culture is able to enter the life of non-native people through historical elements shown in art performance in Malay art feast, so that they are amazed, like said by Fernando, a student who just graduated in Medan and continues to master program in Batam.
Art comes from within. It is not because I love people here, but what we know in Batam is welcoming traditional dance. If we know history of an area, we will love it.
What needs to be emphasized in cultural introduction is visualization, which contains history, by involving custom leader and literary man for more development. Until now, Malay custom leader, the government, and literary man emphasize combination of traditional and modern aspects, introducing Malay culture to the now Malay generation in various Malay performances with modern nuance, which creates annual agenda, has entered the 13th year. Malay Big Art Feast aim at providing opportunities for youngsters to appreciate Malay culture in modern way by involving neighboring countries which have similar culture like Tumasik, Singapore, Patani, Thailand, Brunei Darussalam, and Malacca, Malaysia. The first Malay Art Feast was even attended by a far country, Madagascar, as stated by the head of Batam Tourism and Culture Service, Yus Fahendri.
Dia tidak akan pernah hilang. Ada pepatah mengatakan takkan hilang Melayu.
There is a saying that Malay will not disappear from the earth. The saying is so complicated because we keep preserving this culture. Culture can be found in various forms, including Malay Art Fest or KSM. It is held every year and so much awaited. People see it as something important that everyone tries to use it in various aspects of life.
In 2011, the annual traditional party was also in Leuven by several provinces in Indonesia, like Central Lampung, Meranti Regency, Pekanbaru, Riau, Karimun, and Tanjung Pinang. The opening show of Malay Art Feast Night was Semarak Madani, which is a collaboration of Malay ethnic music and orchestra. It told the story about the journey of Batam. The performance was also adorned with amazing poem and Siput Gondang dance, and ended with Lambak dance. Those people will not forget Malay culture as it will grow and enter daily life, as long as there's anyone still cares about it till the end of time.
Thank you. Investment and Downstreaming Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Rosan Ruslani, announced that total investment in 2024 reached over 1,700 trillion rupiah, about 3% above the target. Speaking to the media at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday, February 4th, he added that foreign investment was higher than domestic investment in 2024.
Kalau kita lihat penanaman modal asing atau dalam negeri, penanaman modal asing itu lebih tinggi sedikit, 52,5% atau 900,2 triliun. Dan PMDN 47,5% atau 814 triliun. Memang peningkatannya dari PMDN itu 20,6%, kalau dari PMA-nya 21%.
He also mentioned that Singapore was the largest foreign investor with $20.1 billion, followed by China at $8.1 billion, Malaysia at $4.2 billion, and the United States at $3.7 billion. Additionally, Rosan Ruslani noted that the downstreaming sector announced accounted for 408 trillion rupiah, or about 24% of total national investment in 2024. The next news. President Prabowo Subianto this week has confirmed his commitment to continuing the development of the new capital city Nusantara until 2029 with a budget allocation of over 48 trillion rupiah for the next 5 years. The main focus of the development right now is the legislative and judicial areas in IKN. Head of the IKN Authority, Basuki Adimulyono, mentioned that the design for the legislative building has been approved by the President and is now in the finalization stage, and the development of government infrastructure is also a key priority at this stage. Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti, added that the design team will ensure the prompt construction of legislative and judicial building. Head of the weather prediction at the BMKG, Miming Saipudin, said on Wednesday that the agency is working with various stakeholders to reduce disaster impacts in Indonesia. In an interview with RI World Service on Wednesday, February 5th, he explained that the goal is to ensure weather and disaster warnings reach people at the grassroots level.
Enhance the disaster preparedness regarding the tropical cyclone awareness. BMKG integrated its early warning system with BNPB, BPBD, Regional Disaster Management Agency in the province, and the Ministry of Transportation and other key sectors. So this ensures that weather warnings are embedded with national disaster response system and allowing for faster and more coordinated action in response to extreme weather threats. So we hope that this coordination will minimize the gap of the communication to the people.